弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们在这样特别的时段当中，在主里面仍然能够相会。
In this special time, we can meet with one another in the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
上个主日在这里和弟兄姐妹分享诗篇第四十六篇。
And last Sunday, we're here to share with you Psalm 46.
四十六篇是可拉后裔的诗篇
，written by the sons of Korah。
我们知道可拉一党他们和摩西亚伦争闹。
We all know Korah and his gang rebelled against Moses and Aaron。
他们受了一个极大的审判。
Therefore, they were severely judged。
地开了口，把他们活活的吞下去。
The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them alive。
但是在民数记二十六章十一节告诉我们，可拉的众子没有死亡。
Yeah, in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verse 11, it tells us that the sons of Korah did not die out.
诗篇第四十六篇讲到说，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
And Psalm 46 tells us that be still and know that I am God.
告诉我们在最艰难的环境，我们认识神是我们的避难所。
It teaches us that even in the midst of the most difficult time, the Lord is our refuge.
他是我们的力量。
He is our strength.
他是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
And He's our ever-present help in trouble.
今天我们和弟兄姐妹要一起分享诗篇第四十二篇和第四十三篇。
And this morning we like to share with you Psalms 42 and 43.
那这两篇呢，也是可拉后裔的诗篇。
These two songs are also written by sons of Korah.
那有许多读圣经的，他们认为这两篇诗篇原是一首诗歌。
And many Bible scholars consider these two psalms as one.
因为他讲到同样的经历。
Because they describe the same kind of experience.
它有同一个格式。
And they were written in the same format.
还有主题也是一样。
And share the same theme.
那它在每一个副歌呢，它几乎用同样的句子。
And the refrain or chorus of each psalm were identical.
我们唱一首诗歌。
And we'd like to sing a hymn together now.
对许多弟兄姐妹来讲，这可能是很新的诗歌。
This may be a new song to many of us.
是我在很多年前参加一个祷告聚会。
I learned this song many years ago when I attended a prayer meeting.
啊，有一个姊妹她即兴的就唱了这首诗歌。
It was sung by a Christian sister spontaneously.
我要轻轻听。
I want to listen attentively.
我要轻轻听。
I want to listen attentively.
主你的声音。
Oh Lord, your voice.
你会告诉我你在想什么。
You will tell me what you think.
你最爱的是什么。
And what you desire the most.
让我贴近你的胸膛。
Draw me close to your bosom.
能明了你的心意。
So that I can know your heart.
让我为己无所求。
Let me seek nothing for myself.
为主毫无保留。
But everything for you, Lord.
我们一面听，如果你可以的话，你可以跟着唱。
Try to sing along if you can.
我要轻 胸膛，能明了你的心意，让我为己无所求，为主你毫无保留，让我贴近你胸膛，能明了你的心意，让我为己无所求，为主你毫无保留，我要轻轻听主你的
在主面前一起有一点的祷告。
Let us pray together before the Lord.
主，早间你吸引我们一同来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, draw us close to you together this morning.
我们的心单单的渴慕你。
Our hearts long for you and you alone.
我们渴望能够见你的容面。
We long to see your glorious face.
我们渴望能够听见你的慈声。
And hear your loving voice.
早间主，你与我们同在。
Oh Lord, be with us this morning.
Oh, 你自己来覆庇我们。
Cover us with yourself.
叫我们能够来遇见你。
So that we can meet with you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 盼望我们都听见主的慈声。
May we all hear the voice of the Lord.
我们能够看见主的容面。
And also see his glorious countenance.
我们能够贴近主的胸膛。
That we can all draw close to his bosom.
明白他的心意。
So that we can understand him more.
叫我们为己无所求。
So that we ask nothing for ourselves.
为主毫无保留。
But everything for the Lord.
诗篇四十二篇一开始第一节就讲到，这是可拉后裔的训诲诗。
And the beginning of Psalms 42 says clearly that it's written by sons of Korah.
他交予领长。
And was given to the chief musician.
那领长可以说就是音乐指挥。
And chief musician is just like our choir doctor, conductor.
他们会唱，他们会带领。诗班
They are capable of singing. They are capable of leading choir to sing.
根据历代之上第六章的记载
According to 1 Chronicle chapter 6
有三位领长，有一位叫希曼，他就是可拉的后裔。
And there are three conductors, and one of them, Shiman, is the son of Korah.
虽然我们上次讲到可拉在当时候背叛，他们受了极大的审判。
Yes, we all knew Korah and his gang were severely judged.When they rebelled against God.
但是现在神特别设立这些可拉的后裔在圣殿里面，他们专门做唱诗的、赞美的。
But God has set up the sons of Korah to sing songs and praises in His house.
在历代志 上第九章十九节，他讲到可拉的后裔呢是在殿中看门的。
And in First Chronicle chapter 9, it says that the sons of Korah were the gatekeepers of the tabernacle.
那到了四十二篇。
When it comes to Psalms 42,
我们看见这些可拉的后裔,
and we see these sons of Korah,
他们应该是在圣殿里面带领敬拜的,
and supposedly they were leading worship in the temple.
但他们被放逐到约旦地黑门岭米撒山,
yet they were exiled to the place like the land of Jordan and like heights of Hermon and the Mount Misa.
那这是离耶路撒冷很远的地方。
And these places are far away from Jerusalem.
从第三节、第九节、四十三篇的第一到二节，我们知道他们的处境。
And just from verse 3, verse 9 of this psalm, and also the psalms in verse 1 of 43, you can tell their condition.
他们的仇敌辱骂他们。
And they were mocked by their foes.
他们被欺压。
They were oppressed by their enemies.
因为他们的遭遇。
Because their condition.
人在那里不住地对他们说，你的神在哪里？
They were challenged repeatedly by other men that where is your God?
你的神在哪里？
Where is your God?
这样的一个遭遇，这样的一个痛苦的环境。
Their circumstances were dreadful that people actually challenged them.
这些诗人他们好像觉得被神遗弃了。
Therefore, these songwriters, they felt they were forgotten by God.
讲到说为何丢弃我呢？
They said, why have you forgotten us?
好像被神忘记了。
Why have you abandoned us?
你为何忘记我呢？
Oh God, why have you forgotten me?
但是就在这样的一个痛苦的经历当中。
And right in the middle of these severe circumstances.
他们里面有一个极深的渴慕。
Inspiring them is this deep desire.
我们从这两篇的诗篇中，
and from these two songs,
我们一起来看神在神的儿女的当中，
we want to see how God among his own children,
借着外面的环境，
through the our environment,
他做最深的工作，
work on us deeply.
我们一起来读一下四十二篇第一节和第二节。
read Psalms 42 verses 1 and 2。
第一节，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God.
我的心可想神，就是永生神，我几时得朝见神呢？
My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
因着外面的环境这么的艰难，这么的痛苦。
The our environment was very difficult and painful.
甚至他们里面在跟神的关系上也有一个属灵的饥渴。
And to a point, even inside of them, they had the spiritual thirst toward God.
他讲到说，神啊，我的心切慕你。
It says, Oh, my soul pants for you, God.
如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for the streams of water.
当鹿在非常干渴的时候。
A deer, sometimes they get very thirsty.
它需要寻找到溪水。
They need to look for waters.
没有什么别的能够叫它得着满足。
Nothing else could satisfy their needs at that time.
它特别就讲到诗人里面的那一种的渴望。
And here use this as a metaphor to describe the kind of longing the writer has.
如鹿切慕溪水。
That I am just like the deer pants for the water.
所以外面的环境有的时候我们也遇到许多的艰难。
Yes, we have difficulties in our outward environment.
但是我们里面有没有一个极深的渴慕？
But the question is, does that motivate us to have a longing for the Lord?
我们感谢主叫我们看见这些诗人。
And we're thankful that the Lord has brought these songwriters to us.
虽然他们好像离圣殿非常的遥远。
Yes, they were located at a place so far away from the temple.
虽然仇敌在那里取笑他们。
And even though enemy mocked or insulted them.
你的神在哪里？
Where is your God?
但是他们里面有一个深的渴慕。
Yet, within them, there was this deep longing.
我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer pants for the streams of water, O God, so my soul longs after you.
我的心渴想神。
I am thirsty for God.
就是永生神。
For the living God.
他说我几时得朝见神呢？
When can I go and meet with him?
什么时候能够再到神的面前呢？
When can I come into his presence again?
我们知道当诗人写这段诗的时候，他们是在旧约的时代。
We know this psalm is written in the era of the Old Testament.
对他们来讲，好像需要回到神的面前，来到圣殿中来朝见神。
To them, they have to return physically to the building of a temple in order to come to God.
但是今天我们神的儿女。
But yet, in today's time, we children of God.
我们在任何时刻，我们可以来到神的面前。
We can return into His presence anytime.
幔子一撤，飞景一瞥。
Because the veil has been broken up, it's no longer just one glimpse of God.
今天我们可以在幔内来安居。
But we can actually dwell inside the veil.
诗人的经历带给我们知道说，借着环境，他们身里面呢有一个极深的渴慕。
Here he can tell the writer has such a deep longing for God because his outward environment was very difficult.
其实让我们经历到在我们的心的深处。只有主他自己是我们唯一的满足。
And he deeply understands only God was his satisfaction.
今天很多的时候，无论外面是平顺，无论是在患难之中。
Actually, whether we're in difficult time or in a smooth time.
整个世界没有办法叫我们的心得着满足。
We all know that this world cannot quench our thirst or fully satisfy us.
今天有一个饥渴。
There is this thirst.
是神圣的饥渴。
It's a divine thirst.
哦，是神恩待我们。
It's the grace from God.
圣灵将这样的一个饥渴赏给我们。
That God has given us the thirst through the Holy Spirit.
我们在世界得不着满足。
We cannot find satisfaction in this world.
弟兄姐妹，里面有没有一个那个说不出来的痛苦？
And dear brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced that pain?That hurt deep within.
我们如果离了活水的泉源，
Whenever we are far away from the spring of the living water.
我们里面是干渴的。
Whenever we feel so dry.
我们里面是虚空的。
And we feel so vain.
神在这里要呼召我们。
And that's the time that God's calling us.
哦，你们这些口渴的可以到我这里来。
Oh, he who is thirsty.Come to me.
我们求主把一个极深的渴慕赐给我们。
We pray the Lord will give us this deep desire.
神啊，我的心切慕你。
Oh God, my soul pants for you.
我的心切慕你。
Oh, my soul longs for you.
如鹿切慕溪水。
As the deer longs for the streams of water.
啊，我们渴想神。
Oh, we desire God.
我们渴望能够朝见神的面。
And we want to worship Him.
弟兄姐妹，无论你在什么地方
，So it doesn't matter where we are.
我们求主吸引我们。
We pray that the Lord will draw us close.
我们从世界中好像被分别出来。
So that we are set aside from the world.
我们就来到神的面前。
We can come into His presence.
任何时刻，你可以跟主讲，主耶稣，我渴慕你。
You can tell God anytime that God, I long for you.
哦，你跟他唱说，我的心渴慕你。
We can sing to Him, my soul longs after you, God.
我心渴慕你。
Oh, my heart longs for you.
我心渴慕你。
My soul longs for you.
哦，我奉献自己，圣别灵工，为你。
I want to offer myself to you and set myself apart for you.
主何等的欢喜，听到我们这样子向他的呼求和祷告。
And the Lord takes great delight in a prayer like that from us.
他要让生命的活水在我们的里面一直的流奔。
And he will cause the living water spring up within us.
所以当我们在这一段当中，我们看见我们深处唯一的满足只有主耶稣他自己。
And in this passage, we can clearly see their only satisfaction is the Lord Jesus himself.
我们再来读第三节到第五节。
Let's read from verse 3 to 5.
我昼夜以眼泪当饮食，人不住地对我说：“你的神在哪里呢？”
My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, "Where is your God?"
我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其悲伤。
These things I remember as I poured out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我，我还要称赞他。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I shall praise him for the help of his countenance.
所以当我们在这段里面看见这些可拉的后裔，这些诗人，他们原本是在殿里面。
So we see the sons of Korah originally were serving in the house of God, in the temple of God.
用欢呼称赞的声音领人到神的殿里。
Where they led the procession to the house of the Lord with shouts of joy and thanksgiving.
但是他们现在离开了圣殿非常的远。
But then they were moved to a place so far away from God's tabernacle.
他现在被仇敌们所取笑。
And they were insulted by enemies.
你们的神在哪里呢？
Asking them, where is your God?
他一追想这些事。
So he recalled his prior experiences.
他心里面极其的伤悲。
He was in such a sorrow.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？
Oh, why are you downcast, my soul?
为何在我里面烦躁？
Why so disturbed within me?
所以外面的环境叫我们这天然的人会忧闷，会烦躁。
Yes, our environment can bring trouble or disturbance in our hearts.
但是神一再的提醒他们。
But the Lord repeatedly remind them.
今天也提醒我们。
In the same way, God is reminding us.
他讲到应当仰望神。
Put your hope in God.
因他的笑脸帮助我们。
For his countenance is our help.
我还要称赞他。
And I will praise him.
哦，他在伤悲的时候好像不住的流泪。
In the time of sorrow, he kept on tearing up.
但是圣经清楚地告诉我们。
But the verses here tells us.
神从来不离弃属他的人。
Our God never left or abandoned those who belong to him.
希伯来书十三章第五节讲到说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Hebrews 13:5 tells us that I will never forsake you or abandon you.
主不撇下我们。
The Lord will never forsake us.
他不丢弃我们。
He will never abandon us.
他爱我们就爱我们到底。
He loves us and he loves us all the way to the end.
当诗人他的心转向主。
And when the hearts of the worldly people turn to God,
他受到了一个很大的提醒。
And he was reminded.
是的，环境叫他会悲伤。
Yes, the environment make us sad.
是叫他痛苦。
Make us feel agony.
叫他流泪。
And make us cry.
但是下面讲到神，他是用笑脸来帮助我们的。
But then the verses tells us that the countenance of God is our help.
神的笑脸是我们的帮助。
God's smiling face is our help.
神并没有离弃我们。
God never forsakes us.
神永远与我们同在。
Because he is always with us.
所以我们在这里看见，在患难之中。
Here in time of trouble.
我们可以经历到主那甘甜的同在。
We can experience his sweet presence.
我们看见在圣经当中好多圣徒们，他们在患难的里面。
And many saints as recorded in the Bible.
但是神与他们同在。
While they were in trouble, God was also with them.
在人看他们好像性命都马上要失去了。
And many times they're at the brink of death.
无论是在火窑里面。
Whether it was in a fiery furnace.
在狮子坑中。
Or in the lion's den.
或者是被关在监狱的里面。
Or in prison.
神与他们同在。
God was with them.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们从这篇诗篇的里面
Therefore, from this hymn, this song,
求主向我们启示他自己的心意。
God is revealing to us his heart.
他爱我们，他爱我们到底。
That he loves us and he loves us all the way to the end.
他救我们，救我们到底。
He saves us and saves us to the end.
无论在什么环境中
Doesn't matter where we are.
有主的同在
We have his presence
叫我们里面得着力量
And that gives us strength
叫我们里面得着安慰
That brings us comfort
虽然好像外面有许多的乌云
Yes, there are dark clouds above our head
弟兄姐妹我们知道云上的太阳永远是还在的
Yet we know one thing for sure The sun above the clouds remains
求主给我们一个眼光。
So we need to have God's perspective.
我们看见在所有的难处之上，神仍然在掌权。
See that God reigns above all the troubles and difficulties.
虽然大水泛滥。
Yes, the waters may be flooding right now.
耶和华仍然坐着为王。
The Lord is still sitting down and reign.
他的笑脸是我们的帮助。
And his countenance is our help.
在患难中，主叫我们经历他的同在。
And he causes to experience his presence in time of trouble.
有一个图画，画到两排的脚印。
And there's a picture, and you see there are two sets of footprints on the sand.
那旁边有一个说明。
And next to it, there's a description of this picture.
有一个人他在好像在海边上行走。
It describes that a man was walking by the beach.
那神与他同行。
And God was walking with him.
所以有两排的脚印。
So there are two sets of footprints.
讲到我们人生的路上。
It talks about how in our life,
很多时候我们真是经历，我们欢喜，神与我们同在，他与我们同行。
Many times we experience that God is with us, He walks by our side.
那幅图画到中间的时候呢，在下面突然两排的脚印变成了一排的脚印。
Yeah, in that picture, later on you notice that two sets of footprints became one set.
那个地方讲到说，哦，这是在我人生中遇到一个大的遭遇，在我最痛苦的时候。
And if you take a closer look, that was when that man encountered great, severe difficulty.
这个人在那里问神。
Therefore, this man asked God.
神啊，在我最痛苦的时候。
Oh God, in my most difficult time.
为什么你离弃了我？
Why did you forsake me?
本来两排脚印，让我很清楚知道你与我同行的。
Initially, there were two sets of footprints, so I know you were walking by my side.
但是到这个时刻，最痛苦的时候，只有剩下一排脚印。
Yet when it comes to the difficult time in my life, there is only one set of footsteps remain.
神回答他。
The Lord responded.
孩子啊。
Oh, my child.
在你最痛苦的时候。
In the time when you experience big difficulty.
我将你抱在我的怀里。
It was I who carried you through.
我知道你靠自己你没有办法走。
Because I know you cannot make it by yourself.
我把你抱着走过了这段路。
Therefore, I pick you up and carried you through.
弟兄姐妹，神的笑脸是我们的帮助。
Dear brothers and sisters, His countenance is our help.
在患难中
In time of trouble,
可以经历到最甘甜的同在。
We can experience His most sweet presence.
我们说这首诗篇，它带我们一直往深处去。
And this song is leading us inward.
我们下面再来读第六节到第八节。
Let's read from verse 6 to 8.
我的神啊，我的心在我里面忧闷。所以我从约旦地从黑门里从米撒山纪念你
My God, my soul is downcast within me Therefore I will remember you From the land of the Jordan The height of Hermon From Mount Mizar
你的瀑布发声深渊就与深渊响应你的波浪洪涛漫过我身
Deep calls to deep In the roar of your waterfalls All your waves and breakershave swept over me.
白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神
By day the Lord directs his love At night his song is with me A prayer to the God of my life
刚刚我们已经讲到说可拉后裔他们在这篇诗篇所遭遇到的外面的环境
We just talk aboutHow Korah and the sons of Korah had a very difficult outward environment.
在外面环境最艰难的时候。
And in the time of trouble.
可能信心软弱，可能我们好像没有盼望。
Our faith can be weakened and we just lose our hope.
看不见前面的路。
We don't know what's laid ahead.
心里也是极其的忧伤。
And we are full of sorrow.
但是在这边我们看见神要把我们带到最深之处。
Here we see God desires to bring us to a deeper place.
他讲到深渊与深渊响应。
Here it says deep calls to deep.
当我们的心灵被主带到深处去。
When our heart is drawn by the Lord to a deeper place.
十架做最深的工作。
Where the work of the cross works deeply.
圣灵在我们里面拆毁，而且在里面建造。
Where the Holy Spirit tears us down, also builds us up.
我们看见说，是的，好像在马太十三章。那个撒种的比喻
and like the parable of seed sowing in Matthew 13,
主讲到说有一个撒种的出去撒种
and he described, Jesus described a man went out and sowed seeds,
落在路旁的
and some seeds fell on the ground,
飞鸟来把它吃尽
by the roadside and were eaten by the birds,
也落在土浅石头地的
some fell on the shallow ground,
那土既不深发苗最快日头出来一晒就没有根就枯干了
and because the dirt the soil is shallow so you sprout fast however the root is not deep enough so when the sun comes out and scorch on them it withered
我们看见这落在好土里面的
only when the seed is sown into a good soil
那有根能够往下扎
where the root is deeply planted
它结实一百倍的六十倍的三十倍的
it can yield crops either a hundredfold, sixtyfold, or thirtyfold.
今天主叫我们往深处去。
And the Lord desires us to go deeper.
不是只是在土浅石头地。
He doesn't want us to be planted in a shallow place.
有多少时候我们不愿意让圣灵在我们里面做深的工作。
And many times we reject the deep work of the Holy Spirit.
我们渴望主来祝福我们。
We want the blessing from God.
其实神也乐意祝福我们。
And God is happy to bless us.
但如果今天我们只想说，我有需要的时候，我来向神祷告。
Yet if our relationship with Him is only limited to that, He answers our prayer.
很多时候我们紧紧抓住神的这样的应许。
We only hold on to promises like that nature.
是的，他是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Yes, He's ever present help in trouble.
今天我们有需要他应许我们我们可以向他来祷告他是我们天上的父
He is our Father in heaven and He has promised that He will help us in time of need
我们在疾病中我们可以祷告是的主他是我们的医治
And while we're sick we can pray that He is our healing
是的这一切我们知道圣经所应许的都是实在的
And these promises written in the Bible are true
但是弟兄姐妹
But dear brothers and sisters,
很多时候神的意念是高过我们的意念。
Many times God's thought is way above ours.
他的道路是高过我们的道路。
And His way is above our way too.
他叫我们往深处去。
He desires for us to go deeper.
他需要在我们里面做更深的工作。
He needs to work deeper in us.
很多时候好像是不得已。
And sometimes we're reluctant.
神让一些的环境临到我们。
Sometimes things come upon us.
神许可。
God allows it.
但是神有他的美意。
Because He has a good plan for that.
他不叫我们白白的受苦。
He doesn't want any of us to suffer in vain.
弟兄姐妹，在深处我们能够来真实的认识神。
He wants us to know Him more in the depth of our heart.
约伯说，神啊，我从前风闻有你。
Job said,I once heard about you,
但是我现在亲眼见你。
But now I see you.
约伯记并不是讲到只是患难。
The book of Job, the focus is not sufferings.
约伯记讲到神的荣耀。
But the glory of God.
今天在约伯的身上，他所遭遇的，可能人都没有办法明白。
And we cannot fully understand what Job had gone through.
但是他经过了以后，他亲眼。能够见到神。
But after he went through all those trials, he saw God.
主要带我们往深处去。
Because God desires to bring us deeper.
神不要我们白白的受苦。
He doesn't want us to suffer in vain.
弟兄姐妹，在这样的一个环境当中。
In this difficult time.
我们不叫神真正的祝福过去。
We don't let God's blessing just pass us by.
我们知道有一天真的我们祷告神爱我们他会担我们的重担他会解决我们的环境。
We know one day these things will be resolved and He's carrying us through.
但是我们也经历过。
But also we need to experience.
今天神改变环境其实是很容易的。
We all know that God can easily change our environment today.
但是改变我们是不容易的。
But it is so much harder to change us.
所以祷告得答应。
Therefore, to have our prayer answered,
有一个很宝贵的秘诀
has a very special secret to it.
我们说，我要把自己交在主你的手里面。
That is, we learn to trust ourselves in His hand.
求主先来改变我们。
And say, Lord, change me first.
我们被改变了。
After we are changed,
神的工作成就了。
God's work is done.
很多时候，环境。一下子也就改变了。
That our environment can easily change overnight.
叫我们不要失去这样的一个宝贵的机会。
So that make sure we don't miss out like that.
第四个段我们讲到说，到我最喜乐的神那里。
And the fourth part of the psalm is I come to the God of my joy and delight.
我们读43篇的第三节和第四节。
Let's read Psalms 43 verses 3 and 4.
求你发出你的亮光和真实，好引导我，带我到你的圣山，到你的居所。
Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
我就走到神的祭坛，到我最喜乐的神那里。神啊，我的神，我要弹琴称赞你。
Then will I go to the altar of God.To God, my joy and my delight, I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God.
我们在这一段里面看到，虽然外面的环境还没有改变。
In this part, we can tell, even though outwardly the environment remained the same,
还是非常的艰难。
It was still very difficult to the writer.
但是诗人里面他有一个非常微妙的变化。
Yeah, there is this interesting change in his heart.
他的心不再沉浸在他的痛苦的经历中。
He no longer dwell in his sufferings.
他要来转向神。
Instead, he turned his eyes toward God.
求神发出他的亮光和真实
He asked
God
to send his light and his truth to guide him.
把他带到神的圣山
So that he could be brought to God's holy mountain.
那是神的居所
Where God dwells.
弟兄姐妹，从外面的情形里面一下子好像转向了一个真实属灵的境界
His focus suddenly changed from an outward environmentto an inner spiritual reality.
在上一次我们交通46篇神他在这个城中居住。
And last Sunday we shared about Psalm 46, there's a city where God dwells inside.
神的同在在这个圣城的当中。
And God's presence is that city.
是在他的教会的里面。
In his church.
那诗人在这边他在这边讲到说我就走到神的祭坛。
Here, the psalm writer says, Then will I go to the altar of God.
到我最喜乐的神那里。
To God, my joy and my delight.
多少时候我们一想到祭坛，那是一个非常可怕的地方。
Many times we heard about this word altar. That seems to be a dreadful place.
他讲到审判。
Because that's where the judgment was.
我们说铜祭坛，铜代表着审判。
And the altar is covered with copper because copper...talks about judgment.
但是今天他可以走到神的祭坛。
But then this writer says, I can go to the altar.
到我最喜乐的神那里。
To God, my joy and my delight.
我们知道祭坛是讲到审判。
Altar speaks of judgment.
多少的牺牲在那里献上。
A lot of sacrifices were offered up there.
但是有一天神的儿子为我们来到地上。
But one day,The Son of God came into this world.
他是完全圣洁。
He was absolutely holy.
他行完了神的旨意。
And after he finished everything God planned for him to do.
但他却站在人的地位上。
He stood at the position of a man.
他亲身担当我们的罪。
He carried our sin personally.
哦，在十字架上他受了极严厉的审判
and he received most severe judgment on the cross
甚至在中间他喊着说我的神我的神为什么离弃我
he even cried out says oh my God why have thou forsaken me
神所有愤怒的审判就临到他儿子的身上
because the wrath and judgment of God went upon him
他在十字架上
On the cross,
他为我们受了审判。
He was judged for us.
他成了咒诅。
He was cursed for us.
他代替这个义的，代替我们这些不义的。
And he took the position as unrighteous.
他是不知罪的，为我们成为罪。
He was someone who does not know about sin, but he became sin for us.
但是弟兄姐妹，主在十字架上，他真的是完全把自己献上。
And on the cross, the Lord offered himself to God completely.
他一次永远付了赎价。
And he paid the price of ransom once for all.
今天我们可以坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座的面前。
Therefore, you and I can come to the mercy seat with confidence.
今天我们可以来到祭坛。
We can now come to the altar.
今天我们知道主在祭坛，他完全的把自己献上。
Then our Lord has laid down his life on the altar.
今天神也呼召我们。
And God is calling us too.
保罗讲到说，以神的慈悲劝我们。
And Paul said, I urge you with the mercy of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
Offer up your body as a living sacrifice.
今天我们可以来到神的祭坛。
So now we can all come to the altar of God.
所有外面的环境。
All the outward environments.
今天当我们把自己完全献在神的手里面。
When we offer ourselves fully in the hands of God.
今天我是属主的。
Claiming that I belong to the Lord.
今天活着不再是我来活，是基督在我里面活。
Claiming that no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me.
好像一下子这些环境不再能够来搅扰我们。
And suddenly this outward environment does not trouble us anymore.
或生或死，我们都是主的人。
Life or death, we are the Lord's.
我们活是为主来活。
We live for the Lord.
今天我们可以把自己随时的来到祭坛这里。
Therefore, we can always come to the altar of God at any time.
把自己献上。
And offer ourselves to Him.
我们愿意放下我们的自己。
And we can let go ourselves.
诗人讲到说，是的，我就走到神的祭坛。
Says here, then will I go to the altar of God.
到我最喜乐的神那里。
To God, my joy and my delight.
弟兄姐妹，我们渴望有一个喜乐充满在我们的里面。
Oh, brothers and sisters, we desire to have a joy in our hearts.
但是我们需要来到祭坛这里。
Yeah, we need to come to the altar.
主成为我们最深的喜乐。
So that God can become our deepest joy.
什么时候你愿意把自己放下来？
Whenever you're willing to lay down yourself.
今天我们得着一个极大的释放。
Then we are greatly released.
在里面我们充满了一个喜乐，是不能被夺去的喜乐。
And you will experience a joy that cannot be taken away.
是胜过四周所有外面环境的喜乐。
A joy that surpasses all conditions.
在这边我们看见神是他的神，他要弹琴，要来赞美神。
Here he said, God is my God, and I will play harps to praise you.
我们最后来读42篇的第11节，那同样的43篇的第5节，其实这两节呢，它是一样的。
And we want to read the last verse of these two Psalms, 42:11 and 43:5. They are identical.
讲到我们应当仰望神，我们应当称赞神。
How we should put our trust in the Lord and also praise Him.
我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因我还要称赞他，他是我脸上的光荣，是我的神。
Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, who is the help of my countenance and my God.
在这边好像他又一次的提到说，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁。
Repeatedly it mentioned, Oh, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so troubled within me?
但是神一再的提醒他，也提醒我们。
And again, God reminded him as well as to us.
我们应当来到神的面前。
That we need to come to his presence.
应当仰望神。
Put our hope in him.
神是我们的盼望。
He is our hope.
今天我们能够来到神的面前。
And we can come to him now.
我们看见了神，我们遇见了主。
This is where we meet with him.
我们知道我们的盼望是在神的那里。
Then we know for sure God is our hope.
今天你能够这样子的来亲近神。
We can draw ourselves close to him like this.
叫我们被主高举，高过四面的仇敌。
And God will lift us up above our enemies.
穆勒弟兄他曾经讲过一段的话。
And brother George Mueller had this saying.
他说多祷告多运用信心。
He said, pray fervently and use your faith.
多赞美多忍耐等候。
And praise and be patient, wait patiently.
他说结果呢就是很大很丰富的祝福。
And the result is that you receive this great and abundant blessing.
他说我经历何止千百次。
He said, I have such kind of experience for 100,000 of times.
所以他说应当仰望神。
Therefore, he said, continue to put your hope in God.
乔治·穆勒弟兄他有一本书讲到祷告得答应五万次。
And George Mueller has written a book titled Answer the Prayer Over 50,000 Times.
他能够让我们知道说应当仰望神。
So he knows for sure that we should put our hope in God.
无论在怎么样的环境。
It doesn't matter the outward environment.
我们来仰望神。
We can always put our hope in God.
我们的信心的锚是抛入幔内。
And our anchor of faith is cast into the inner veil.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance we hope for.
是未见之事的确据。
And the assurance of things that we have not yet seen.
今天信心的盼望。
Therefore, this hope inspired by faith.
叫儿女们能够起来歌唱。
Will give us strength to sing.
今天有夜间的歌曲。
The songs in the dark
在神的面前献上
and can be offered up to our God
是最美的音乐
and that's most delightful music to him
哦、oh, 今天在漫漫的长夜当中
and in this long and dark night
今天神的儿女与主能够有更亲密的关系
we children of God can have a closer relationship with him
能够让圣灵做更深的工作
and the Holy Spirit can work deeper inside of us
那经过十字架
through the cross
我们来到祭坛
we come to God's altar
哦我们经过祭坛
through the altar
我们与主来相会
we meet with our God
到我们最喜乐的神那里
our most delight and our joy
哦弟兄姐妹主是我们的盼望
oh dear brothers and sisters the Lord is our hope
巴不得这些日子我们转眼仰望耶稣
we pray that our eyes will be turned toward Jesus
啊我们里面渴慕神
and that we have a true longing for God
神啊我切慕你
oh God I long for you
如露切慕溪水
As the deer longs for you, for the streams of water.
主啊，我的心渴想你。
Oh Lord, my heart thirsts for you.
我渴望能够朝见你的面。
Oh, I desire to meet with you, God.
我们要来仰望神。
We need to look up to him.
因着信，我们能够来赞美我们的神。
And we can praise him in faith.
愿主借着可拉后裔的诗篇向我们来说话。
May the Lord speak to us through the psalm written by the sons of Korah.
我们等一下唱一首诗歌，在圣徒诗歌454首。
We want to sing a psalm in our hymn book 454.
我知主掌握明天。
I know who holds tomorrow.
我不知明日将如何。
I don't know about tomorrow.
每时刻安然度过。
I just live from day to day.
我不求明日的阳光。
I don't borrow from its sunshine.
因为明天或转阴暗。
For its skies may turn to gray.
我不为将来而忧虑。
I don't worry over the future.
因为我知主所应许。
Because I know what Jesus said.
今天我必与主同行。
And today, I will walk beside him.
他深知前途光景。
For he knows.What is ahead?
副歌讲到说许多事明天将临到。
The refrain says, many things about tomorrow.
许多事难以明了。
I don't seem to understand.
但我知主掌握明天。
But I know who holds tomorrow.
他必要领我同行。
And I know who holds my hand.
我们等一下唱完这首诗歌。
After we sing this hymn together,
每一个小组我们还是可以召集起来在线上一起的有祷告
Every cell group shall gather your people to do prayer read and prayer and sharing afterwards
有导读也可以祷告也可以有交通
You can have brief sharing and also praying together
我们也彼此代祷
And we intercede for one another
求主来祝福我们
May the Lord bless us
他与我们同在
Because he is with us
他从不离开我们
He never abandons us.
我们一起在主面前有一点的祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we are so thankful.
你把一个极深的渴慕赐给我们。
For you have placed in us a deep desire.
我们的心切慕你。
Our hearts long for you.
唯有你是我们唯一的满足。
Because you are the only satisfaction.
主啊，在这些日子你特别吸引我们。
Lord, draw us closer these days.
从深处吸引我们。
From the depth of our heart, draw us close.
叫我们来到你的面前。
So that we can come to you.
哦，我们渴望能够见你的容面。
That we long to see your glorious countenance.
我们渴望能够听你的慈声。
To hear your loving voice.
哦，主，我们渴望与你相。
Oh Lord, we desire to meet with you.
主啊，在这些日子，让圣灵在我们里面做最深的工作。
Oh Lord, work deeply in us these days.
带我们从深处来真的认识你。
So that we can come truly know you.
哦，圣灵和十架在我们身上真的做成你荣耀的心意。
Oh, the Holy Spirit and the cross work deeply in us.
我们欢喜来到神的祭坛。
Oh, we rejoice come to the altar of God.
我们何等的乐意把自己献上。
Gladly we offer ourselves.
愿我们被主你来得着。
And we pray that you will receive us.
叫我们的眼目单单注视你的字迹。
And our eyes will be solely upon you.
我们里面有一个大的喜乐。
And there is this great joy in us.
我们要起来称赞我们的主。
That we will arise and praise our Lord.
唯有你是我们的主。
Claiming that you and you alone are our God.
你是我们的神。
And our Lord.
我们的好处不在你以外。
And we don't have any other benefit.
所有赞美荣耀都要归给你。
We give you all the glory and praises.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们信息就停在这里，我们就一起来唱454首《我知主掌握》。
Our message ends here. Let us sing 454 together. I know who holds tomorrow.